Okay, Alexander, we have a new political ad from the Trump campaign. Let's do a quick video on this because I think this is interesting. Trump really hits the Biden campaign hard for with their stance on China. And of course, you can give an overview as to the fallout between the US and China relationship. We've documented it on many videos. But Trump in the campaign ad obviously paints Biden as very sympathetic to China. And I think it's a very smart ad because what Trump is doing is he's targeting that Rust Belt, the manufacturing sector and the Rust Belt, the blue collar workers who do feel that China has wronged them, as well as the Clinton, Bush, Obama, NAFTA, China globalist policies has hollowed out their well-being and their future, and they do feel that. And Trump has taken a position where he will restore that. And one of the stances that he has taken is to renegotiate all kinds of trade agreements and tariff agreements with China, keeping in mind that he wants to bring manufacturing back to the US. That's one of his major campaign pillars, policy pillars. So the ad is very effective in painting Biden as very sympathetic to China. But one part that I found also very interesting is that he brings in Hunter Biden's ties to China. So I want you to comment on that as well. And finally, Alexander, comment on the fact that maybe we will see more campaign videos where the Trump campaign starts bringing up Hunter Biden's connection to Ukraine and Burisma and all the dealings going on there, which, God, there is just so much dirt and corruption and material for the Trump campaign to work with if they decide to push all that stuff into the open in campaign ads. So it's really interesting how he's going after Biden, how he's bringing in China, but it's also, I think we should also be on the lookout for more Hunter Biden type of campaign videos with Hunter Biden's connection to China, but also to Ukraine. Once again, I think the Trump White House is pointing out the corruption of the swamp, the nepotism of the swamp, all these things that will resonate with voters. Alexander.
Indeed, I mean, I think what he's doing, and I think the Trump campaign is doing, and I think he's absolutely right, and I think he's correctly assessed this, is that, of course, they're reminding the American people, because let's be very clear, the deindustrialization that happened in the United States did happen. Companies did relocate production to China. China did build up its economy on the back of that. I'm not saying the Chinese didn't do lots of things themselves, but there was that relocation, no doubt about it. And of course, an awful lot of people in the United States were left behind, and US industry was hollowed out. Who was responsible for this? Who allowed it to happen? Well, the Democrats were in power for much of that time. Began under the Clintons, it continued under Obama. And of course, Hunter Biden and the Bidens were involved in all of that. I mean, the senator for the credit cards, which is what Joe Biden was, he was absolutely involved in all of that. All that electronic world, the world of Wall Street, which wanted, in a sense, to financialize the economy and to export all its manufacturing because that made more sense for them. So it's an obvious line of attack to take. It's an obvious one, and it will gain traction because it is based on truth. I mean, you can argue some of the details, but it is ultimately based on truth. And you have the perfect example of this in Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden, well, we've discussed it great length and very extensively in our programs, his role in Ukraine, which we'll come to in a moment. But we also know that he was very heavily involved in China. So, of course, the Trump people are going to bring that up. And they're going to do that really well. And it will resonate because Donald Trump will be able to go to all the old manufacturing cities across the United States. And he will say, vote for me. I care for you. I'm fighting your corner. I'm taking on China. I'm trying to rebuild our industries here in the United States. Look at Joe Biden. He was involved in the United States administrations, the previous administrations, which allowed all that industry to go to China, in fact, helped all that industry to go to China, and whose own son actually was involved and was making money out of all of this. So which of the two of us ultimately do you think is going to look after you? That's what Donald Trump is going to say, and it is going to gain traction. It is going to resonate because, as I said, it is based on truth. It's based on facts. And of course, he's absolutely right. He's also going to point out to what was going on in Ukraine with Hunter Biden going off as a, I'm going to use the word straightforwardly, a carpetbagger to Ukraine, making him getting onto the board of Burisma Holdings, one of the most corrupt companies in this most corrupt of countries. His own dad, Joe Biden, arranges to have the prosecutor who's trying to investigate this company sacked, and goes on brags about this. And this man, Hunter Biden, makes huge amounts of money, you know, $50,000, or is it $80,000, or is it $100,000? We don't even really know. A month for sitting on the board of this company, which apparently, you know, he only actually attends those board meetings twice a year. So what's he being paid for to do all of this? I contrast that with Donald Trump again, who is a billionaire, but he's a billionaire because he runs a business. I mean, you can argue about, you know, Donald Trump's abilities as a businessman, but you can't deny the fact that he runs a business. He employs thousands of people, and he is a billionaire because he works. I mean, there's a huge difference. Hunter Biden doesn't work. He's, you know, he lives off parasitically the fact that his father is a prominent US politician. And who does he, you know, where does he go to make his money? He goes to China, which is the country, as I said, that benefited from US industrialization. And he goes to Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe. And, well, helps to bail out the country's most corrupt company because his dad is able to get the prosecutor sacked. It's a story of privilege and entitlement, and one which the American workers in the, you know, the steel and mining and manufacturing towns will understand, and will understand that, you know, this is the story that it affects them, and they'll be able to make that contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So it seems to me an obvious one. And again, I don't understand why the Democrats haven't seen it for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people feel sympathy for Biden now because he's lost all of his faculties.
Yes.
And so some people feel sympathy for him. People shouldn't forget that Biden was a deeply corrupt politician.
Yes.
A deeply sinister politician as well. I mean, he was involved in many unpleasant wars and many unpleasant dealings. And he has a lot of baggage, and his family, his son, has a lot of baggage. We did a video last week about tax liens.
Yes.
I think $450,000 in tax liens against Hunter Biden that was wiped away. And so my point is, as the Democrats are scrambling to clean up Hunter Biden's mess of a past, Trump is going to start to bring up that mess of a past via campaign ads, and he's going to put it front and center for the American
See. Exactly. That's exactly what he's going to do. And the point is, even if Joe Biden himself is no longer fully in charge, the fact is he's surrounded by people like himself. And I mean, we've just done a program about this. you have the convention where they're all, you know, trotted out. You know, Bill and Hillary are there. Kerry is there. All of these people are there just to remind people in these towns. I don't like the expression Rust Belt, by the way, because, you know, there's still communities there, but the places that were industrialized and then became deindustrialized, they can see. They will remember what Joe Biden was. They will see what Joe Biden's son was up to, and they will see who is involved with the whole Biden thing. So, I mean, it's inevitable. It's exactly what you would expect Donald Trump to do, and it will gain traction. It will resonate. You know, people may have many criticisms of Donald Trump, but they will say in these places, he fights our corner. Joe Biden and his administration, his family, his administration, the people he will appoint, they won't. And they'll be right.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Quick video. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Guys, hit that subscribe. Hit that like. Drop us a comment. If you like that video, just hit that red subscribe button. Also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation helps this small channel out a whole lot. It really does help us out. And another thing that helps us out is when you go to the Duran Shop, pick up some mugs, pick up some shirts. Alexander also has some new mugs. This is my USA mugs. Alexander has some new mugs. And Alexander also has an awesome flashlight or torch, as they call it in the UK, called the Patriotic Legacy. 20% off the Patriotic Legacy when you use the code Duran20. They also have a contest when you make a purchase from their website. You are automatically entered to win the purple Patriot Beacon 3 purple color. And with that Patriot Beacon 3 purple color, they will also throw in, our friends at Patriotic Legacy will also throw in, a U.S. Duran Magic Mug. So two companies that are pitching in to provide you a really cool giveaway.
Yeah.
Alexander.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about American industry. This is a product. This is a superb product, a superb example of the superb quality that American industry, you know, produces. I mean, it's the best flashlight in the world, bar none. Patriot Beacon. It's got this incredibly powerful beam, which you can see incredible distances with, beautiful, clear light. You can dim it if you've got people around you or you're in an enclosed space, or if you're walking on a dark road, you can turn it into a flashlight like that. You can see, you know, flashing in this way. But it's a lot more than just a flashlight, because it's got all of these other incredible accessories and things it can do. Alex calls it the Swiss Army knife of flashlights, because it can do so many things. Firstly, if you get lost, well, you've got a compass in the handle. If you want to if you want to set an alarm to sort of alert people to the fact that, you know, you need them to come to you, well, it's got an alarm there. It's solar powered, so you don't have to worry about batteries. All you need to do is keep it out in the light and it will recharge for you, and it will always be there for you. You can use that also to recharge other appliances, you know, your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop. You've got a port to do that. It also works as a great tool, as a hammer, or if you need to rescue someone, you can use it to break a windscreen, for example, or to cut them out of their seatbelt. It's got a seatbelt cutter there. It's got a magnet, so you can put it to one side on a metal place, like as I do, by the way, and then, you know, it's immediately available in reach. But it's got all of these great things, but it just oozes quality. It is strong, it is rugged, it feels indestructible just holding it. Gives you this tremendous confidence that you have a quality product in your hands. And that in itself is a sign of the great quality of this flashlight, the best flashlight in the world, Patriot Beacon, made by our friends at Patriotic Legacy in the United States, ships all over the world. This one is black. They now come in purple. You cannot afford not to be the owner of one. And just to say again, It comes with the flag, a mug with the flag of the United States. So the Patriot Beacon and the Duran Magic Mug. You can get all our magic mugs in our shop. Also, we've also got enameled ones like this one. That's the flag of England. So if you want, this is an enameled magic mug. We've previously had porcelain ones, but we're now going for these also, which are perfect for, you know, when you go hiking or walking in the mountains and in the lakes, as I'm doing. So I'll have my Patriot Beacon there in the dark with its compass and all that, and I'll have my perfect magic mug, which is there perfect for the outdoors. And of course, you've got other great things in our shop. Quickly, we've got hats, we've got baseball hats, trucker's hats, embroidered hats. We've also got all kinds of great new ebooks. They're all there waiting for you. You can come to our shop, you can support the Duran by coming to our shop, and you can get yourself a Patriot Beacon. And Alex will quickly tell you how to do those things.
You'll find a link to the Patriotic Legacy website where you can pick up a Patriot Beacon 3 and also be automatically entered into the contest. Duran 20, 20% off. Use that code at checkout. And of course, the DuranShop.com to pick up great Duran merchandise. Alexander Merkhurst, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.